things going.
It only gets people in trouble. When I say people, I mean.
Okay, good work day. I think that after our meeting went out in the field, obviously offensively, defensively, some different things to work on. But I just thought overall it was a good work day. Very competitive day again.
What's the update with Posluszny?
Well, he had surgery, so he'll come back, and now we're just waiting to see about his availability. We do know that if he'd play with a cast on.
What's the importance of having him out there, even if he's not 100%, because of his intelligence?
Well, I mean, the Mike linebacker makes a lot of the calls and does a lot of the checks, so that part of it. And, so he's a good player. It'd be great to have him out there. I think the big thing would be just the challenge of seeing what he can do with a club, if that's what it is.
If he couldn't play, would you give Telvin or Scuda more communication responsibility, or it would be more true?
Yeah, we've had both the guys that have been playing, Mike, would handle that part of it.
Because it's paused, do you think you'll take this all the way up to Sunday morning? Decision on his
Yeah, team? I think it's, what we find out. I mean, it just took place. He's not even back yet, so we'll find out when he comes back and when I meet with the trainers and doctors.
How did Scooter look?
He did pretty good. Very surprised on the last couple of days, the improvement he's made. So, again, that might be a day-to-day thing, though.
You touched on the tackling on Monday, but now you've had a couple of days to look at it. Why do you think it ebbs and flows?
Well, I think the styles of tackling that there were, there's different styles. We call it closed quarter tackling and then open field tackling. And there was some open field tackling that took place. And I think, that part, there's always your percentage in open fields a little bit less than in closed quarters. So I think that's the area that we need to address.
Now that we've had a few weeks here, several weeks, looking at blitzing versus not blitzing, do you have any regrets about blitzing so much? And do you think maybe you'll back off now?
Well, I don't know if it's, how much. It's not like it's if there's 70 plays, 40 of them are pressures. I think there's a time and place. I think blitzes are effective. I think when you look at quarterbacks, some quarterbacks are very good against pressure and some quarterbacks struggle. And I think there's a time and a place. And also, why are you blitzing? Is it to affect the quarterback? Is it to contain the boot? Is it to stop the run? So there's different ways. So as we look at it, I think you learn the effectiveness of the blitz, how the quarterbacks do against certain types of pressures. So I don't know if there's any regrets. Maybe the one, the long run. But, overall, I think that you're going to incorporate pressure. But I think the big thing is that, hey, let's blitz more automatically attributes to success. I don't think you can say that. I think that it can affect the quarterback. Your percentages affecting the quarterback goes up. But the effectiveness and how, when an offense does against us, we've had times in our offense where people blitz us and we've had big plays. So, it kind of goes back and forth, and I think you go into a game trying to figure out what is our intent by blitzing and why would we do it.
The two Titans games were completely different. Are you expecting something similar with the Colts game?
Yeah, it is. The first Tennessee game was more defense-oriented, and then the next time it was all offense. So, I think that with, when you play a team the second time, and the more that you play a team, you try to figure things out. They've got a new offensive coordinator, been an offense coordinator the last four games for them. So you see some of the same similarities, and then there's some things that are different. Play calling obviously is going to be different. Maybe same plays, but different situations. So that comes into play. But, I think what we've learned, we talk about it, it's about us, but this week it really is. We've got to get some things corrected. And, that's been the emphasis for us. We tackle better. We use our fundamental principles and cover better. Then let's see.
You're going to have a new practice field. Do you think next year, every third day or so, you'll go inside just to avoid the heat?
Well, I know that when we talked about having, a facility like that, there was times that it came up in OTAs and in training camp, just the ability to get the players out of the heat. So we haven't come up with a specific schedule or anything, but, we've talked about, hey, this is how we could use it, that we could give the players a day in there, and, the studies have shown that it's been good for players if they have an environment like that to go into, so.
So it won't be just for the rain.
No. Not just the rain. It's also for the heat, I would say.
If you look at Telvin's numbers, he's like third in the NFL in tackles. His stats compare favorably, really, to any linebacker out there. How do you think? What kind of a year?
I think Telvin's been playing pretty well. I think his consistency has improved. I think we're challenging him to be even more consistent. I think that for every six or seven plays, there's one that he wished he had back. That number is growing. And that's the improvement that you're seeing in him. I think he's understanding situational football better. Whether he can tackle, cover those things, he's got the speed, the ability to do it. But I think putting it together with situations is where he's growing.
Are you starting to see a little bit more veteran savvy out of Telvin as he gets 24 starts into his career, whatever?
Yeah, definitely since his start. I think that's really just can continue to grow that area.
Should all that get these guys to play fast again
on
defense?
Well, I think that, you do get back to your fundamentals. You get back to, sometimes a game like that, it re-elevates the need for that. And, whether we shrink the package or, the calls that we use, we'll see. It's really based by game. Every game's different.
Olson said when you hired him, one of the things you wanted to do was change the culture around here. How much progress are you making in that area?
With
change the culture.
I think it's been good. I think the culture is meant for times that you establish it, and it's something that they can count on day in and day out. And I think that's where it brings power. They know when they walk in the building what's going to take place, how they want things to operate, and in times that you maybe had a loss in a game like that, they count on that, and it brings strength. So. That's an important part of it, but it's, just a part of it.
He also said part of the change of culture was to change that, oh, here we go again. If things are going bad, they're in the red zone, we don't make it. Do you see progress?
Yeah, I do see progress in that. I don't think we're so orientated based on that or one play. We throw an interception, all the game's over. Or, our guys have learned to quickly recover. Even the adversity we had in Sunday, the guys responded and came back. And, and really all throughout the game in all situations, there was some adversity. But how they responded, I think, it's very interesting to me how some of the things that separate some teams kind of brings us closer together. I think that's, it's just interesting, I think, when I look at it in that factor.
You had Hasselbeck. It was his first start of the year earlier this year against the Reds. Have you seen his comfort level grow on tape now that he's started 5-6 games?
Yeah, well, it's a different dynamic with him when he's quarterback. He is so savvy and so sharp. It's not just getting the offense in the right checks. It's the use of his eyes, in coverage, the recognition of coverage, know where he needs to go with the ball and attack certain things. So that's the part that I think his intelligence and his veteran play has really shown up on tape. But that's the same guy that I know of him, that he's really sharp that way.
You haven't beaten the Colts since you've been here. Any theme to those games, any common thread, or all different?
Well, hopefully, that's a good point, Vito. But, I think it's still it's a division game, and we've got a great opportunity at home. And, again, it's about not them. We've got to, just like last week, red zone and offensively, all right? Is it correct to guess? I can't say that. It doesn't carry over to the next week. Every week you got to go out there and prepare. And I think where you start to see where it's not so much of an issue is if it's consistently done well. And that's what we need to work on. So it comes back to nothing to do with the Colts. It's about us and what we need to do. That part hasn't changed.
You guys tend to spend more time on things that you're trying to fix. Can you do anything with extra points? Do you send him out there and do more from the 33-yard line?
No, he had some opportunities again today. I think it's, whether it's an extra point or a field goal, the plant foot, just the consistency for him as well. So he gets those opportunities every day.
You've been saying Roy Miller's played good the whole year. What is he doing better now than the previous 2 years?
Well, I think first and foremost, he's healthy. I think that's been a big part of it. I think he's always been a good player, but we're seeing it play up because he's playing healthy. But you're right. He has had a very, very good year. And you know what? We're talking about consistency. It's game in and game out. So his ability, his strength, I think he's at full strength. So his ability to challenge centers and, you know, to get off blocks and his ability to run has all showed up.
Have you seen teams double him more?
Well, it depends on the scheme, you know.
Give him more attention?
Yeah, you know, when they double him. But, you know, he's been disruptive. And he's been on the move a little bit more this year, too. And I think that's helped.
Are you done with two of his pads this year?
I wouldn't say we're done with them, no. Okay. We have, I think the last six games, we have three opportunities, so.
What's the concern level, if any, for Cyprian and Ryan Davis's health?
Well, not as, with Cyprian, I think he should be fine. And Ryan Davis, you know, that's day to day, but I would think the arrow's up on him.
Is the arrow up on Scooter?
Yeah, it's more day to day. I could tell you more of that tomorrow. Okay.
All right.